You are tuned in to 891-KHOL. This is Brennan, and I am joined by Kirsten Corbett from the Center of Wonder and Ann Bradley from the Center of Arts. We are here to talk about some exciting news for Jackson. Teton County, Wyoming, Idaho ranked number 9 on the list of top 10 most vibrant small arts communities in the nation. Thanks for joining me, you two.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
So Kirsten, how is this ranking determined?
Well, it's based on three different categories, basically. One is supply, so that's arts providers, people who provide arts. The second is demand. How many dollars go into the arts? Like, what are people going to? Are they attending events? Are they paying for tickets? And then the last is government support.
What do you have to say about Jackson's art scene, both of you? There's so much going on for such a small town.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that the number of arts nonprofits in our town is really remarkable for the size of our community. And there's always something going on, especially in the summertime. We've found that the programming is just completely saturated in a good way. But yeah, arts are everywhere. You can't hide from them here.
Yeah. And I think one thing I noticed too in the report was that they were talking about arts not being elite anymore. Like sometimes we have that perception that things might be elite. But if you think about all the diversity of arts that are going on, like going to a concert in the summertime, taking your child to a craft event, all these different things that they're really embedded in our community. They're woven in and such an important part. So it's awesome to see them recognized nationally.
Yeah, there's a lot of free events in Jackson all throughout the year. Now, Lindsay isn't here. She's the executive director of Center of Wonder. But in the press release, she had this quote, so I was just going to read it since she's not here. It is wonderful to see Jackson being nationally recognized. We have painters, writers, musicians, filmmakers, dancers, and all kinds of creative thinkers living and creating here. It is the people here in Jackson that help bring us such incredible art experiences every day. Now, who are some of these artist organizations and galleries that the Center of Wonder and also the Center of Arts works with throughout the year?
There's a large variety, so it goes everywhere from nonprofits, organizations that you might recognize. So the report also mentions in particular some of our nonprofits like the Center for the Arts, the Art Association, Dancers Workshop, Grand Teton Music Festival, National Museum of Wildlife Art, all as world-class, you know, organizations that are bringing us the arts. In addition, just as Lindsay's quote mentioned, there are individual artists who are having pop-up shows at Cowboy Coffee, or it might be your colleague, somebody who you work with at work, who's doing a tapestry show someplace. So there's just a great diversity of people that we work with as the Center of Wonder, and I think that are also represented.
Yeah, and in the center alone, there are 19 nonprofits under our one roof, and they're all, except for two, all arts-focused. So, yeah, to have all of us under one building is pretty incredible. But knowing that outside of our walls, there are, you know, what, 2 dozen more. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, because we all work in the same building here, but we're all in different organizations. And we are constantly going into other people's offices and collaborating. Now, I went to a workshop recently. It was the augmented reality workshop with the Zinka from JH Wild. And that was actually sponsored by the Center of Wonder. Does this happen often?
Yes, we have a program that's called C3 Grants, and that's collaborating for a creative community. These grants help support a variety of efforts. So we were one of the sponsors. I think JH Wild was another sponsor that brought Zinka into town, and I heard it was a great workshop, so I hope you had a really good time. We put out C3 Grant applications. Our next deadline is going to be in the fall for people who are listening and might be interested in applying.
Now, Anne, I know that the center has some exciting announcements. When does that all come out?
Yeah, we announce our summer and fall season tomorrow, which is May 17th. And we're announcing our lineup of shows all the way through November. And then those shows are going to go on sale the following Wednesday, May 24th at noon. So don't hesitate to get your tickets early because we're anticipating sellouts for most of those shows, if not all of them.
It's going to be a fun summer.
Now, we've got about a minute or two left. Kirsten, is there anything that you want to mention that's on dailywonder.org that's coming up in the next week or two?
Dancers Workshop has their progress performances this weekend, which is basically all of their student classes are performing, and they have a really cool theme of tributes. So those are on Saturday, I believe it's May 20th, and they have two performances, a matinee and an evening show. And they have hundreds of students participating, so that's a really fun day.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. And I noticed, too, that the National Museum of Wildlife Art has their mixed media, their 30th anniversary celebration tonight. They're pulling out all the stops for this. I think they've got live music, great food. You can get a discount on membership. There's all kinds of things going on up there tonight for that celebration.
I found it. Mountain Man Rendezvous. That's what happens over on the fairgrounds where a bunch of different people from all over the West come and sell their mountain-made items. There's a picture of a man holding up his like hand-carved flutes, and there's knife sales and crazy things like that. And they're all like in the teepees and living in the
yurts. Part of Old West Day.
Yeah.
I think later this week, too, on Thursday, there's going to be an open studio and artist talk at Teton Art Lab with Paul Henson. And if you go check out some of his artwork online, it's some pretty incredible photography and other work.
Yeah, I have him coming in on Thursday.
Oh, great.
Yeah, well, that's just another example of all of the amazing things that Center of Wonder has in on their dailywonder.org and all of the amazing art that is available to our community here in Jackson. Well, thank you, Anne. Thank you, Kirsten, for coming in talking about the ranking on the top 10 most vibrant small arts communities in the nation.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brandon. Have a great day.
You're listening to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.